On today's show, Georgia's culture, House versus NIL this time, Michigan against the NCAA, why not bring back the hits here, and of course, who in the world got ACC Preseason Player of the Year? That and a whole lot more.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, let's get to it. It is Friday, August the 2nd. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. You can follow me on all the different socials at GaryWCE. Hopefully everybody has had a wonderful week. It's been just a little while since we have been on the show together, and I appreciate you guys for being here. I certainly appreciate it. I will be out at Bet Bash next week in Las Vegas. I'm going to be doing some shows from out there, so stay tuned in. Do your thing. I might do them on the YouTube. We'll see. We'll see about some live shows. If anybody's got any questions or anything like that, I will try and answer them. Yeah, I've been doing mostly audio only for the summer, trying to build up the podcast feed a little bit and, cutting some segments from it to post onto the YouTube channel. The website is up, by the way. And I got to tell you, my little brother, who is a professional graphic designer, professional web designer, did a fantastic job with it. Added everything I wanted, kept it very simple. You can go over there, you can read different blogs and whatnot. You can check out our resources, which are different sites that I use, that I like, etc. You can order the same gear that I do, but I'll get affiliate commission or whatever it is from Amazon for a bunch of that stuff. So just check it out, winningcureseverything.com. That is the spot. That is the spot. If you hadn't already subscribed, please do so to both the YouTube and, of course, the podcast feed right here. And if you want to become a member at buymeacoffee.com/winningcures, you can do that as well. There's a link on the website for that. There is a link in the description for that. And it's about time to start updating over there. I'm going to be adding a bunch of bonus stuff over there. Most of the stuff that goes on the website will be, useful. But I'm going to have even more stuff on Buy Me a Coffee. It's $5 per month, or you can do it for $50 for the year. And, of course, we'll be doing this year-round. So, that is the way to do it. If you're watching on YouTube or anything else, make sure and leave a nice review and like the video. Share it out with your friends. Tell your friends. All that kind of stuff. All right, we got a lot to get into. This is Season 9, Episode 28. College football starts in 22 days. And I could not be more excited. Now, Week 0, there ain't a whole lot going on. Florida State, Georgia Tech, that's the big one. You got SMU Nevada that night. Other than that, Montana State, New Mexico. Okay, like I am curious about New Mexico because I do have a bet in on their season win total over 1.5 wins. But kind of really would like to have that first game, and Montana State is like a 7.5-point favorite in that game. So, you know, Montana State, good football team. New Mexico, whew, it's a rebuilding job under Bronco Mendenhall. That's the way it goes. But yeah, Hawaii is going to play Delaware State that day as well. Just at not massive games, but we do have football that day. August 24th, that is the kickoff. All right, let's get into the topics at hand. We got things to discuss because it's been a minute. Topic number one. Georgia wide receiver Ra-Ra Thomas got kicked off of the team by Kirby Smart. Now, we know all of the driving incidents, right? We've seen that. What we had not seen was something this heinous from that program. And, you know, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, right? But some of the stuff that was alleged here was pretty rough. And it gets you to start thinking about culture inside of a football program. And there are different kinds of culture. If you got a winning culture, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've got a good culture. Now, I read somebody posted about how let's just call that week one game what it is. Clemson against Georgia is good against evil. And I don't know that it's to that level, right? I don't think that the Georgia football program is evil. I don't think it's anywhere close to like 2008 Florida levels, right? And even then, that's one guy. Like Tim Tebow was anything but that. Still is anything but that. But it does put a cloud on the entire organization when you have things like that going on inside your program. And the amount of stress that those kind of players can put on a head coach, you saw what happened with Urban Meyer. Like a lot of people thought that Urban Meyer could not deal with losing to Nick Saban. But I don't think that had anything to do with it. Like, I think the rot was in that program. And you saw what happened after he left. That program was a shell of its former self. Now, I'm not saying that Georgia is getting to that point. But there are similarities between what Kirby Smart is going through right now and what Florida went through back then. Because you continue to see it. Kirby can talk about how disappointed he is and how they've worked on all this stuff, etc. But the fact of the matter is, these guys continue to get in trouble, and some of the stuff is just getting worse and worse. And nothing is worse than what happened in January 2023. Don't get me wrong. But it certainly leads you to start thinking that, and that's not a good thing. Anytime people start to associate your program with guys that can't stay out of trouble. You know, this is not like the Miami teams of the late 80s and early 90s where there was swag and, yeah, they were getting in trouble, but it wasn't to this level. Like, they had a different attitude about them. This Georgia team, there's just something different. So I'm very curious what it's going to look like on the field. Who are the leaders of the team? Are they going to be able to rally the troops, etc.? That's what I'm looking for here because this is the first time that he has kicked somebody off the team, and I'm wondering if it sends any shockwaves through the program itself, through the team, or if the roster continues to do whatever they want because the only thing that matters is winning. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. Look, I am a college football fan, and I would like for my college football team to win. And yeah, you can overlook some stuff if it means that you win ball games on Saturdays. So it puts you in a weird headspace to try and figure out, okay, would I rather my football program be like Clemson, or would I rather my football program be like Georgia? And I don't know the answer to that question because it is, you want to be known as the good guys, but the good guys don't always win. So I'm very curious what ends up happening with this. All right, you guys know, tickets are expensive. They always have been, always will be, and they seem to be getting more expensive as we go. We got some big college football games coming up. Alabama at Wisconsin, Texas at Michigan. Of course, week one coming very, very soon. We're about a month away from week one, if you wanna keep tabs. But week one, my goodness, we got LSU going out to Vegas to play against USC. We got Notre Dame going down to Texas A&M. The tickets to these games are super expensive, so why not try and save a little bit of money when you buy the tickets if you are wanting to go? Easiest way to do that, go over to TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com. Enter the promo code WCE10. That's WCE10. It's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. Or WCE20. That's WCE20. It's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. These guys are fantastic. They've treated me well. They will treat you well. Think smarter. Ticket smarter.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, topic number two, the House settlement. That's right. We got some of the some of the finalized details, the verbiage, the words, all that kind of stuff with the House versus NCAA settlement. And we've already talked about the fact that they're going to have to pay, the NCAA and the member institutions are going to have to pay about $22 million a year to its student athletes, basically revenue sharing at this point, which I don't know why they capped it at that, but regardless, we are here, so we might as well, you know, just roll with it. But another interesting part of this is that all third-party NIL deals that are over $600, which, so that basically means all of them, must be approved by a clearinghouse, like an independent clearinghouse that works with the NCAA. I found this very odd, because what this does effectively is it would terminate, for the most part, all of these collectives. So all these big booster groups that have gotten together and pooled all their money together, and they are signing these athletes to whatever kind of deals, now all of a sudden, that's the easiest way to get them money. But if you can't get a deal that's over $600 without it going through, and you can, obviously, this is not saying that any deal over $600 is going to be negated or shot down. What it's saying is this fair market value? So what it does really is it takes the NIL stuff out of recruiting high school players. That's the biggest thing. I wonder if it makes transferring more lucrative. And I wonder if it's not something that's going to eventually be shot down in court again anyway. Like this, I don't know who would agree to having this done, but do you really need these fat NIL deals when the school is actually paying the players? And that's where it gets complicated. Because now there's going to be about $22 million per big school to go towards your student athletes. Do you need these collectives pooling money and trying to set some kind of a payroll? And I think you probably don't. But it doesn't seem like you can put the toothpaste back in the tube on this. Like, the collectives are built. A lot of them already have deals. This should go into effect for the 2025 season. How are you going to just rip up contracts? I don't think that's how that works. Unless they just transfer the contract over to the school. But in that case, you gotta figure it out. Like, I don't think this is going to work. I'll say that. Now, it's in the deal, and we'll see what happens. But any deal over $600, or the player could be ruled ineligible, or the school could be fined. I just don't know that I see that happening. But we'll see. Topic number 3. Oh, yes. The NCAA is prepping a notice of allegations against Michigan. Now, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. The COVID recruiting stuff still has not fully been dealt with. Jim Harbaugh got a 3-game suspension at the beginning of last year, or a 4-game suspension, whatever it was, 3, 4, somewhere. So he got a suspension for that. But that was not all that the NCAA wanted. They wanted even more from that program, so I am certain that they will get some more. Now, they'll be given some leniency for suspending the coach, but how much is the question? So that's part of it. But now you've got the sign-stealing stuff. You got the Connor Stallion stuff on top of that. So now you're looking at potentially repeat offender status. And thewolverine.com had an interesting article that said that there is potential here for a 1 to 2 year postseason ban. And we have not seen a postseason ban in a while. In the state of Tennessee, all of the Tennessee stuff looked like they might get a postseason ban. And the state's attorney general threatened to file a lawsuit against the NCAA if they tried to put a bowl ban on the Tennessee Volunteers. I am certain that the state of Michigan would do the same thing here because we got a playbook. Everybody knows how this works now. So there's no reason for them to try the bowl ban. But could they find them and say basically 2 years of your postseason payouts would have to go to the NCAA? Yeah, potentially. I could see that. But I'm very curious. Like, there was something in there about how there was a coach that deleted text messages from Connor Stallions. Did he delete all of them? Who exactly knew that Stallions was doing this? This is going to be very interesting to see exactly what kind of punishment they dole out, because everybody knows that the NCAA doesn't really have any teeth. So between this house deal and this notice of allegations about this, is this the NCAA trying to show that they've still got a little bit of a bite? But again, this is a pretty much powerless organization. I don't know what they're going to be able to do. And anything that they do, feels like Michigan will fight this. So we'll see what kind of fighting mood the Wolverines are into, or if they just take it and deal with it. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be that. Topic number four. Miami quarterback Cam Ward was voted the ACC Preseason Player of the Year. Now, he just transferred in from Washington State. He has not played a down of football at Miami. But he got 71 votes to be the Player of the Year in the conference, to Omarion Hampton's 38 votes. And you got some other ones out there as well. You saw Kyron Drones at number four. He got 13 votes. Haynes King got 12 votes. He was number five. Clemson's linebacker was number three in the vote getting process and whatnot. This is interesting. I feel like Hampton probably deserved it. I mean, he ran for 1,500 yards last year. So the question is, like, is Miami or North Carolina going to be better this year? And I guess everybody decided that Miami is going to be a better football team than the Tar Heels. But it still seems a bit weird that your Player of the Year is a transfer that came in from a team that didn't even make a bowl game last year. Seems a little weird, right? So I'm a little shocked at this. The response on Twitter yesterday was golden about this. Just absolutely bananas. Because everybody was thinking the same thing. Like, oh yeah, let's give it to the guy that's going to play at the school that always has great talent but never wins anything. And that's kind of the situation that the quarterback's been in. Everybody has known that Cam Ward is fantastic, but hadn't really won anything. So we'll see what happens there.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We got four more reports. Number one, we're up to a 105-man roster as far as scholarships go. Now, that's down from a 120-man roster. But as far as scholarships go, you did have 85. Now you get 105. Think this is going to be better for the big schools? You're going to be able to put more guys on scholarship. Now you're going to have to pay more guys as well. You can still have walk-ons, from what I understand, but you can only have 105 guys on your roster. And you can give out, I guess, as many scholarships as you want to. It just depends. And you know which ones are going to be giving out all 105 scholarships. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Florida State, etc., right? We know how this game goes. Number two, Venue Sports. That's right. All of the Fox Sports properties, all of the ESPN properties, TNT, and TBS. They've come together in this new streaming bundle. It's not going to include anything other than sports, and it's going to be $42.99 a month to start with. It says that if you lock in at this price right now, then you won't deal with any price increases for an entire year. Which says to me that I think they're going to increase the price on this. Now, the ESPN stuff, it does include ESPN Plus. And I was trying to think through, like, what else do you need, right? CBS and NBC, you can get those with rabbit ear antennas, right? So there's a way to do that. Now, if you just want it all to be streaming, you can do Paramount Plus and Peacock, which are $7.99 and $5.99 apiece. So you're looking at saving probably $20 off of what YouTube TV would cost. But it's pretty strange. If you want all college football, YouTube TV is going to be your best bet, because CBS Sports Network broadcast a lot of G5 games. They've got UConn, they've got the Mountain West, they've got the MAC, or some MAC, I think. They've got CUSA. So these midweek games and whatnot, you're going to want to be able to see those. I'm going to roll with YouTube TV. I'm curious what the DVR situation is going to look like. Is Venue Sports going to have the key plays feature that YouTube TV has? I want to know all about it. So we'll see what this ends up doing, but don't forget, ESPN is going direct to consumer, I believe, in 2025. And they're looking at that thing being around $30. So if that's $30, SEC fans are probably just going to switch over to that. What is this venture going to look like with Venue Sports? I'm quite curious. I'm very, very curious. All right, number three, Mel Tucker. You guys remember Mel Tucker. He has sued Michigan State for wrongful termination. And this comes a year after he was fired. So not quite a full year, but you get the point. I think it was like week three of last year when all this stuff kind of started breaking. And yeah, it was ugly. Apparently he, but we're not going to get into the details of that. Just look it up. Mel Tucker fired. Just Google that and you'll be able to find it. But oh, What a strange situation. But basically, he's come back and said, look, I got fired because of all the stuff that went on at Michigan State before me. If you look at what I did, I didn't do anything that was worthy of being terminated. So he feels like he is still owed all of his money, and they owe him a gargantuan amount of money. This is two Big Ten teams that have fired coaches trying to say that they are for cause, and they both have wrongful termination lawsuits going on. And the Pat Fitzgerald one, the school tried to get it thrown out. And the judge said, no, I see something here. So Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern, and now Mel Tucker at Michigan State. These schools are going to be very happy that they got this big-time television deal, because it appears that they are going to be paying some money, if I had to wage a guess. I'm going to guess that both of these guys are going to, they'll either settle out of court for a pretty large sum, or they will win the whole thing, and they will both be making, Pat Fitzgerald is like $130 million. And I think this one was like close to $100 million. So, I mean, we're talking a lot of money. So we'll see what goes on, but I'm interested. Number four, Virginia Tech quarterback Kyren Drones. He was talking recently about overhyped stadiums, and he said the Doak Campbell Stadium, Florida State's home turf, he said that it is overhyped. Now, I don't know that I would have said that, considering last year Florida State beat them 39-17 on that field. I feel like if you're going to talk about a place being overhyped, it's got to be a place that you've won. But maybe that's just me. And I like the honesty. I like the fact that he's actually doing that. But why on earth would you give another team bulletin board material when you're still a player? Wait till you are done. Graduate. Go to the league. Then start talking trash. Don't do it right now. Don't give people bulletin board material. Like, this is one thing I wish that players would learn in the moment. There is something about the honesty and whatnot, and guys love getting these clips, and trust me, it gives us something to talk about. But guys, do yourself a favor. Get your foot out of your mouth. Like, this, if you end up having to play Florida State this year, and I don't believe that they're on the schedule, but regardless, if you get to the ACC championship game, you don't think that's going to be brought up. And it has nothing to do with the Florida State players, but Florida State players will take issue with it. So why give them anything for extra motivation? It's just dumb. Just absolutely dumb. All right, and we got one more story. TCU. They announced that they are hiring Dana Holgorsen and Todd Graham as analysts and advanced scouts. So, the Dana Holgorsen one is the thing that made the most news, right? And everybody just immediately jumps into, okay, you're stockpiling coordinators in case Kendall Briles flames out as OC. And let's be real, the situation last year did not go great. So if Kendall Briles isn't great at calling the offense, you can fire him. You can just slide in Dana Holgorsen and then go from there. The one that nobody really seemed to talk about was Todd Graham, who just absolutely torpedoed the Hawaii football program when he came through there. This guy was known for being a jumper. He got fired from Arizona State. He got hired at Hawaii, which was the worst possible coaching hire that Hawaii could have made, I believe. And there was a player revolt against this man. Hawaii is having to rebuild everything because he lost so many dudes. This is between Kendall Briles, Dana Holgorsen, and Todd Graham. I don't know that there is a more unlikable collection of guys on one side of the football than we've got right here. And just not even on one side of the football, just on a coaching staff. Right, at Texas A&M, we talked in the past about the guys that they had, DJ Durkin, Steve Adazio, etc. Right, there were guys at, and I guess Petrino was there last year. And so it's all good football guys, you know. Todd Graham, former head coach, Dana Holgorsen, former head coach, Kendall Briles obviously has done his thing, worked his way through whatever, but man. Why would you do this to yourself? Like, it doesn't seem normal to do this. So I don't know what Sonny Dykes is doing, but I'm certain that we will find out. I am certain that we will find out. All right, that is going to wrap it up for today's show. You guys have been fantastic as always. Make sure and subscribe. Go and check out Buy Me a Coffee if you want to become a member. Of course, $5 per month or $50 for the year. I highly recommend it because I post a lot of stuff over there. And I'll be in Vegas next week posting stuff on that site. So make sure and check it out. We'll be doing bonus audio over there as well, along with a bunch of stat infographics, all that kind of stuff. And so I think I'm going to give my official plays over there as well when I make them. So highly, highly recommend that you join. So go to Buy Me a Coffee. Go to winningcureseverything.com. Tell me what you think about the new website. I want to know. I want to know what you think it looks like. The new logo is up, all that kind of stuff. I'm pumped about this season. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a very good year. With that said, let's go and get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cook Unity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning. Just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cook Unity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs, delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.